It is December 22nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, JLN noted that combining the role of CEO and chairman is somewhat controversial these days, while in the past it was very much standard practice. Our good friends at NASDAQ, where Adena Friedman took on the role of chair in addition to her job as NASDAQ CEO, offered us some perspective on the practice and asked us to share it with our readers. NASDAQ said, nearly half, 41%, of U.S. public companies have their current CEO serving as chair, according to Spencer Stuart Board Index. They also said, the combined chair and CEO role is even more prevalent when looking at financial service companies in the S&P 500. And let's not forget that NASDAQ's three principal U.S. exchange competitors, ICE, CME, and Cboe, all have combined chair and CEOs. And to give additional support to Friedman on the board, Michael R. Splinter has been named Lead Independent Director, an important governance feature that ensures the board maintains effective oversight of the company, management, and performance, NASDAQ said. And last but not least, NASDAQ shared, Adena becomes the 10th woman CEO in the S&P 500 to take on the combined CEO chair role. Personally, I think if anyone could pull off the role of chairman and CEO with integrity, fairness, and good governance, it's Adena Friedman. If the press wants to interview Sam Bankman-Fried, they won't be headed to the Bahamas anymore, as he left for New York today, where he has a date with a New York judge. But the big story today is not SBF, but his associates who pleaded guilty to criminal charges. The CFTC has also weighed in yesterday with charges against Carolyn Ellison, Alameda CEO, and Gary Wang, Alameda and FTX co-founder. Some used to refer to Chicago as the Windy City because of its long-winded politicians. Perhaps that is a benefit to the UK this year, as they have switched prime ministers a couple of times. Bloomberg reported the UK produced a record amount of wind power in 2022, which has eased the need for gas. As egg prices surge to record highs, sometimes I wish Chicago had a butter and egg exchange. Carrie Muser has joined Citizens Bank as Senior Vice President, Senior Liquidity Specialist. He is a former head of strategic asset management for Merrick's North America. He has also been with Wells Fargo and R.J. O'Brien & Associates. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Tony Tresiak at FIA Expo 2022 talks about making sense of all the data to trade better. Tony Tresiak is CEO of Dialect.app, which he founded in August 2021. JLN spoke with Tresiak at FIA Expo 2022 in Chicago about creating an analytics model to make sense of data and translate it into better trading and investment decisions. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg News. How changing diets leave us exposed to war, extreme weather, and market turbulence. The convergence of global diets means just three crops provide 50% of the world's calories. When shocks come, they hurt. Bagels in New York, cakes in Beijing, instant noodles in Jakarta. Daily habits for billions, yet just a generation or so ago, Indonesians would have likely reached for a bowl of rice or the Chinese a sweet potato. A combination of rising incomes, the impact of Western culture, and industrial farming focused on specific crops means we are all eating increasingly alike, and that means more of us than ever depend on imported food. My comment. Fascinating look at the diets of the world and how they have changed in recent years and the implications of that. Here's a story from Jemima Kelly of the Financial Times. What this year in crypto has taught us. Saying I told you so is not much use, but the market implosion holds some real lessons. At various points over 2022, particularly since the collapse of the Terra Luna ecosystem in May, and then the FTX exchange in November, people have suggested I take some sort of virtual victory lap for calling out, over several years, the steaming pile of horse manure that is crypto. And I guess I do feel a certain sense of vindication at seeing the market start to implode, having stood my ground against numerous crypto bros telling me to have fun staying poor. But I have been reluctant to write an I told you so because I'm not sure I really did. My comment. Jemima is worth listening to. Here's a story from Afrotech. NBA player Udonis Haslem claims he was gypped out of $15 million as a result of his FTX deal. Miami player Udonis Haslem claims he's been gypped as a result of his FTX deal. As Afrotech previously told you, Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX is now a defunct company. The company was endorsed by familiar names such as Shaquille O'Neal, Stephen Curry, Naomi Osaka, and more, all of whom are now named in a class actions lawsuit that is seeking $11 billion in damages. My comment. Sometimes taking a piece of the company works, sometimes it does not. A certain Chicago proprietary trader who backed Gecko had the choice of taking cash or a certain percentage of the firm. He took the cash. The percentage of the firm would have been worth over $100 million, he said. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was OCC announces two executive leadership promotions, Dan Busby to succeed retiring COO Scott Warren, Mike Hansen to become Chief Clearing and Settlement Services Officer from the OCC. Second was, it's time for New Yorkers to mask up again, Mayor Adams says, from the New York Times. Third was the Wall Street Journal's How to Tell If Your Symptoms Are Flu, COVID, RSV, or Strep. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story, our lead, is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Carolyn Ellison, associate of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, pleads guilty to criminal charges. The Alameda Research ex-CEO and former FTX executive Gary Wang pleaded guilty for roles in fraud leading to exchange's collapse. Two associates of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried have pleaded guilty for their roles in fraud that contributed to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse and are cooperating with federal investigators. Carolyn Ellison, the former chief executive of Alameda Research, a trading firm tied to FTX, and Gary Wang, FTX's former chief technology officer, both pleaded guilty to criminal offenses similar to those Mr. Bankman-Fried was charged with last week. My comment. Here are the Financial Times, the New York Times, the New York Post, and the Trades version of the story. There are links for each one of those in today's newsletter. Here's another story, this one also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC heightening scrutiny of auditors' crypto work. Regulator concerned about cryptocurrency companies overstating audit firms' narrow reports. The Securities and Exchange Commission is stepping up scrutiny of the work that audit firms are doing for cryptocurrency companies, concerned that investors may be getting a false sense of reassurance from the firm's reports, a senior official at the regulator said. We're warning investors to be very wary of some of the claims that are being made by crypto companies, Paul Munter, the SEC's acting accountant, said in an interview. And then finally, the last story is also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, egg prices surge to records as bird flu decimates poultry flocks. While worst outbreak in U.S. history tightens supplies, grocers avert shortages. Egg prices are hitting records driven by an avian influenza outbreak that has killed tens of millions of chickens and turkeys this year across all 50 states. Wholesale prices of Midwest large eggs hit a record $5.36 a dozen in December, according to the research firm Ulmer Berry. Retail egg prices have increased more than any other supermarket item so far this year, climbing more than 30% from January to early December, compared with the same period a year earlier, and outpacing overall food and beverage prices, according to the data firm, Information Resources, Inc. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.